we might not think of someone who is deaf as being closed. Now, the loss of a sense is really being closed to that sense. That sense can no longer reach them. Something is blocking that sense. So it's appropriate that our Lord said to the deaf man, "Be opened." And this deaf man's impediment was removed, and now he could hear and speak clearly. Well, in our world today, something that's more common than sensory impediment, sensory blockage, is a spiritual impediment. It's hearts closed to God in His Word. Well, for those of us who have this spiritual impediment, and we all do to some extent or another, our Lord is saying to us, be opened. Be open to God's Word. God's Word, which is incarnate. Who is incarnate in our Lord Jesus Christ? God's Word written in the Scriptures and passed down through the tradition of the church. Our Lord is saying, be opened to God's work in our lives, the movement of the Holy Spirit in our souls, which draws us to God, draws us to our Lord, giving us the grace that we need to be the light that draws others to Christ. Our Lord is saying, be open to salvation. He's saying to us, as it says in the first reading, here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, He comes to save you. We are being called to be open to having more importance placed on moving towards eternal life than on the cares of the world and on our personal desires. And we are called by our Lord to be open to the needs and the cares of others, placing their needs and their cares above our own. Sadly, this is something we're not doing a very good job of as Catholics, because we're all too busy. We have too many other things going on. And we can see that we are not placing the cares of others, because when we look at the organizations and the groups that dedicate their lives, dedicate their function to serving others, like the Knights of Columbus, the Parish Council of Catholic Women, and even secular service organizations, they're all shrinking and getting older. We don't see the young people getting involved in these groups because they're too busy. Because of that, there are needs for help which are going unmet. The help is not coming because people are not giving it. We're called to be open to sacrificing our spare time to help those in need. But we're also called to be open to not judging unjustly, but to treat everyone equally. As St. James says in the second reading, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. And the example he gives is the rich members of the community being treated better than the poor. We must not do this. We must treat everyone equally and to serve everyone as equals. This is what we are called to do, to offer the needs and cares of others above our own. Now, none of this will happen with a closed heart. So may we hear our Lord's call to be opened.